The Satkarya Vadaha, the theory of existence, according to Shankara, is what now? The whole prapanchaha was already unmanifest, and what was unmanifest has become manifest. So whole prapancha was there not or not, you can't say it was not there. It was unmanifest. When it was unmanifest, what was there then? Unmanifest as what? Pure existence. Sat. Eva asit. This is called Satkarya Vadaha. See, Jagat, idam Jagat, utpattehe prak sat iti vadaha. Idam Jagat, utpattehe prak sat iti vadaha, Satkarya Vadaha. This Jagat, there was existence of this Jagat even before it became unmanifest. It's called what now? Satkarya Vadaha. So it was unmanifest, it has become manifest. Okay, this Shankaracharya establishes in this. If Sat alone was there, Brahman alone was there, existence alone was there, before this became manifest, isn't it? Then Brahman becomes what? Jagat Karanam. Paramat, Jagat Karanam is what? Paramatma. And this Jagat Karanam, which what Karanam? Upadana Karanam, Nimitta Karanam cha. This Brahman was what now? Both the causes. It was the material cause, it was also efficient cause. Therefore, both the causes, is said Brahman. When you say everything was there as one means, it was undifferentiated, indivisible, isn't it? Now, I say, suppose if there is, there are fruits here, there are a lot of flowers and stuff. When I put them all together, look at this, put them all together, when it is folded, put them all together, there's so many flowers that are together, isn't it? But all of them together, and for that to become many like this, to become separated, they are together as inseparable one. And for them to become separated, what is that? How the whole prapancha which was one has become spread out as many, manifold jagat. Ekam sat, how has it become only existence? How has it become manifold jagat? Isn't it? How has it become manifold jagat? It was unmanifest, it's okay, fine. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. How has it become? This is what? Let us read the verse first. The whole verse presents very beautifully.
Bijasyantarivankuro, bijasyantarivankuro, jagadidam,
jagadidam,
bijasyantarivankuro, jagadidam,
bijasyantarivankuro,
jagadidam, prang nirvikalpam, prang nirvikalpam punaha, nirvikalpam punaha, bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam,
bijasyantarivankuro
jagadidam, prang nirvikalpam punaha, prang nirvikalpam punaha. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam.
Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam.
Prang nirvikalpam punaha.
Prang nirvikalpam punaha.
Maya kalpita. Maya kalpita deshakala kalana vaichitrya vaichitrya chitrikritam chitrikritam maya kalpita deshakala kalana lakalana vaichitrya chitrikritam
vaichitrya
chitrikritam maya kalpita deshakala kalana
maya kalpita
deshakala kalana vaichitrya chitrikritam
vaichitrya
chitrikritam Yasma, that's the third, that's the first line, isn't it? Yes, Maya kalpita desha kala kalana.
Maya kalpita desha kala kalana.
Vaichitra chitri kritam.
Vaichitra chitri kritam.
Maya viva vijrumbhayatyapi. Mahayogi vayasvechaya.
Mahayogi vayasvechaya.
Maya viva vijrumbhayatyapi.
Maya viva vijrumbhayatyapi.
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 Maya viva.
Maya viva
vijrumbhayatyapi vijrumbhayatyapi mahayogiva
mahayogiva
yasvechaya
yasvechaya
mahayogiva yasvechaya
mahayogiva yasvechaya
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai
Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina
Murtaye. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam.
Bijasyantarivankuro
jagadidam. Prang nirvikalpam punaha.
Prang
nirvikalpam punaha. Maya kalpita desha kala kalana.
Maya kalpita desha
kala kalana. Vaichitra chitri kritam.
Vaichitra
chitri kritam. Maya viva.
Maya viva.
Vijrumbhayatyapi.
Vijrumbhayatyapi.
Mahayogiva.
Mahayogiva.
Yasvechaya.
Yasvechaya.
Maya viva.
Maya viva.
Vijrumbhayatyapi. Vijrumbhayatyapi mahayogiva
mahayogiva
yasvechaya
yasvechaya
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai
Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri
Dakshina Murtaye. So here, idam jagat, no, prang means what? Prak means purvam, before, it became manifest. Idam jagat, purvam, before, prak means purvam, before. Asit, you have to add. Idam jagate prak asit. This manifold universe was asit. Idam jagate asit. How it was? Nirvikalpam asit. Nirvikalpam means what? I told you, divisionlessly, indivisibly, partlessly, undifferentiatedly, is it, was as one unmanifest existence. Okay? Was unmanifest. The whole prapanchaha was. Idam jagat means what? This universe which you are experiencing now in the waking state, this universe existed before it was existent. It was not non-existent. It was existent. But it was unmanifest. As it was existent, but was unmanifest. Nirvikalpam asit. When it was unmanifest, it was avyaktam. It was nirvikalpam asit. What is the word you learnt in Tattva Bodha for nirvikalpam? Avyakritam asit. Vikalpaha means division. I told you. Nirvikalpam means what? It was divisionless, undivided, undiversified, unmultiplied. No, it was partless. It was one partless whole. It was there. Where? In Brahman. When you say in Brahman means, the whole prapancham was unmanifest in Brahman. Idam jagat nirvikalpam asit. Katham bijasya antaha ankuraha eva. Sanskritam sounds like your own mother tongue, isn't it? Okay. Bijasya antaha ankuraha eva. Eva means like. Like this sprout remains already an unmanifest form inside the seed. So when you say the expression, the seed tree was unmanifest in seed, you can say, make a next expression what? Tree was in the form of seed. Similarly, the whole jagat was unmanifest in Brahman. When you say, you can say whole jagat was unmanifest as Brahman. Okay? Whole jagat was unmanifest means, when you say seed alone was there, isn't it? The tree was unmanifest. So here you will say Brahman alone was there. What is Brahman? Paramatma. What is Paramatma? The pure existence alone was. Is it clear now? Therefore, this Paramatma in which the whole prapancha was unmanifest is like the spider for its web, is both efficient and the material cause of the universe. First line is over. But for all the things which are together, when they're all one, partlessly, undifferentiatedly, indivisibly, when they are together, unmanifest. What is that? How the one has become many? One has divided into many. How
it has multiplication is dependent on division. There is no multiplication possible without division. So the division must have taken place for which multiplicity to be there. Isn't it? For the division to take, what is that which causes the division? So division is there, therefore there is multiplication, multiplicity. Isn't it? And then, that's what he said, chitrikritam. Chitrikritam means what now? Chitrikritam means, what was idam jagat before it was there unmanifest, like the sprout inside the seed, that jagat, unmanifest jagat became what now? Became manifest. When it is manifest, what now? Chitrikritam. Chitrikritam means multiplied, diversified. Isn't it? Diversified, differentiated, became many, made into many, chitrikritam. How, before it became multiplied, which, no, we say, vaichitra chitrikritam, it divided into many and got vaichitrya, having divided into many, it became multiplied. Maybe what now? It became diversified, became differentiated. Vaichitrya chitrikritam. Unmanifest jagat got divided and became multiplied and diversified and differentiated, became manifest. So what does it mean by saying manifestation? Manifestation means is nothing but a form of, what is creation? Manifestation is creation. What is manifestation? A form of modification, a form of transformation, a form of change which happens, thereby it becomes divided, vaichit. Thereby chitrikritam, it becomes multiplied. Now, who caused the division? Multiplication is caused by division. Who causes the division? How come? No, vaichitriam, isn't it? How does it become divided? What is a division? Simple thing. Division, first it take place means, division can take place horizontally, also vertically, isn't it? Horizontally also division can take place, and then vertically also division can take place. Vertical division, horizontal division. What is which causes this horizontal and vertical divisions? Well, see, first horizontal division. If there are two things, suppose two hands are here. Now they are together as one. One, isn't it? When I make it like this, for one to be different from the other, now that two, it has to divide, one has to divide for it to become two. And two, when there are two, also there what now? There is different, is it? Divided, then two, multiplied. First divided, then multiplied, two. And here, what is that which causes? Division is caused by space. Before there was no space, look at this, there's no space. When it was, look at in between now, when the two hands are together, there is no space in between. When the space is created, division comes. Simple thing. Space is created, division comes. So division is caused by space. What division it is? Horizontal division. Horizontally divide, because this hand is here, this hand is here, in between there is space, isn't it? Therefore, what now? Horizontally divided. Like that, now if Devima, Shiva, sitting together, and then if they had to be, if Devima sits here and he is here, the division is there, means horizontally divided, isn't it? The space caused by what? Division is caused by only space. Without space, there is no horizontal division. Tree is there, the plant is here, the wall is here, means what is the division? They'll be together. Remove the space, see where is the tree? Where is the wall? Remove the space between. Remove cognitively, okay, not physically. Remove the space between the tree and the wall. Where will the tree be? With the space. With the wall. Where will the wall be with the tree? Remove, just cognitively remove the space and see. That is why even in the kerchief, you put flowers in a different place. No? Lot of flowers you put on the kerchief and keep them, spread them, it looks nice. And fold them all together, they become what? One. So what is that which causes division between things? Space. If there is space between two things, they are away from each other. So there is no space between each other, they are together. People ask for space. Give me my space. You have your space. I have my space. Everyone has one's own space. The problem, isn't it? So here, we all, Bhagavan has given every being its own space. No ant comes and enters into your territory. Ant has its own space. It has insignificant life, isn't it? Space is a beautiful thing. So here, Akasha. Isn't it? So, this Akasha alone causes what now? Division. Division results in multiplicity. You have to remember all in mathematics also a little bit. Then, suppose, now I am sitting here, okay? Okay, now you're all here now, and you all go away. I have next batch of students coming and studying. Simultaneously, suppose you're all sitting here, the same places where you are sitting now, other people cannot be here. Why? The same time, simultaneously, same time, same people, now one set of people are there now. Simultaneously, other set of people also, in the place where you are sitting, other person cannot sit when you are sitting. You are sitting now, fine. Other person also cannot sit in the same place when simultaneously, the same time when you are sitting. Other person can come and occupy this chair when you are not there. Isn't it? If you are not there, other person can come. So other person can come when you are not there, means different time, isn't it? Time is different. You come, you know, you are sitting here, other person also comes and sits in the same place, means it's not possible. The other person has to come after the same seats cannot be occupied by another group of people simultaneously because already occupied. Isn't it? But these chairs can be occupied by another batch of people. When? Not at the same time. But different time. Maybe after 2 o'clock. After you all go back. Suppose you all come back again and they have to find a place and sit. Not the same place they can't sit. That means what? Time also causes division. Time causes what? Vertical division. we are all here and we vacate the place and we go away and our your grandchildren come and sit in your place. Isn't it? And you go away, they go away and their grandchildren will come and sit in the place. So what I'm saying, multiplicity is caused by division and division is caused by space and time. Who caused now division? Space and time. In two ways. Horizontally also things become divided. Vertically also things become divided. How? By time and factors called time and space. Okay, who created this time and space? You all know the answer very well. Who created this? Who caused this time and space and time? Maya. Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. What now? Created, what now? Thrown up. Has thrown up this. Throws up this space and time, thereby all these undivided, one undivided, partless, indivisible whole becomes divided, parted, not now, multiplied and diversified. Vaichitra chitrikritam, how, what is that influence? Kalana, by the influence of, kalana means influence, effort, you can say. Desha kala kalana vaichitra chitrikritam, is one indivisible partless whole, this jagat, which was unmanifest and undifferentiated, by the influence of space and time, got divided and became diversified, multiplied. Have you got the meaning now? Desha kala kalana vaichitra chitrikritam. Okay. Who caused time and space? Maya. Who caused this? Who created this time and space? That is what is Maya Shakti. Maya Shakti, what? Maya Kalpitam Desha and Kala. Maya alone has projected what now? Has thrown up space and time. It's Maya. Maya kalpita desha kala kalana. Maya kalpita desha kala kalana. Vaichitra chitrikritam.
Vaichitra
chitrikritam. Now, this line, influence, I said, by the influence of time and space. Desha kala kalana vaichitra chitrikritam. Who created desha and kala? Maya. Maya kalpitam. Mayaya kalpitam. Maya shaktya kalpitam. No, created. No, created. Okay. This Maya alone, when the Maya shakti starts operating, when the Maya's operation of the Maya Shakti begins, then what now? This time, space and time become manifest. When they are thrown up, created, everything, the one, the undifferentiated, unmanifest, become what now? Divided, multiplied, diversified, and becomes manifest. Beautifully, can you see that? Therefore, Maya kalpayati. Kim? Maya kalpayati. Maya projects what? Time, space and time. then by it, because of time and space, because of their influence, because their, no, influence, there comes what? Division. Vaichitryam means vaichitryam, no, becomes divided. There's a division. Vaichitryam is division. And because of division, what happened? Chitrikritam becomes multiplied. No, diversified. Diversified, differentiated. Maya. Though this line tells Brahman being the material cause of the universe. This line says what now? Brahman, material cause of the universe, upadana karanam of the jagat, being Brahman, is revealed by this sentence. Maya kalpita deshakala kalana vaichitra chitri kritam. This line reveals Brahman as what now? As the upadana karanam of jagat. Material cause of the universe. So this universe was unmanifest. Then Brahman alone was there. Pure existence alone was there. And in the pure existence, Maya was there inseparably as one unmanifest, isn't it? And that Maya, when it's operated, started operating, then the space and time become projected first. And because of space, the division, the horizontal division took place. Because of time, vertical division took place. Because of time and space, by their influence, everything became divided and multiplied. This is what now? Maya. It is material cause. Maya is, the material is Brahman, none other than Brahman, which is pure existence. You have to say Maya is what now? Existence. Brahman, existence is not Maya. But Maya, this matter in its original form, where will you go and search for it? You can never understand this. This is the second thing. Then next line tells you, but not only Brahman is the material cause, Brahman also is the intelligent cause. But he gives example. Two examples he gives. How does Brahman, the Vijrumbhayati means creates. Vijrumbhayati means creates. Maya viva vijrumbhayatyapi. Viva vijrumbhayatyapi. Mahayogi vayasvechaya. Yogi vayasvechaya. Mayavi iva. Mahayogi iva. Yahasva ichaya vijrumbhayati. Is there any other person who went and told Brahman to create? No. Only Brahman alone was there means sva ichaya, by own sankalpa. Sva ichaya. Only Brahman alone was there means how can you say somebody else was there? By its own sankalpa, vijrumbhayati. Vijrumbhayati means what now? Created. So, vijrumbhayati plus, if you can carefully see, there is api. Api following vijrumbhayati. Api means also. Not only the jagat which was unmanifest has become manifest, means not only Brahman is the material cause, Brahman also is the efficient cause or the intelligent cause. Not only just the intelligent cause, also what? Sahakari karanam. All the instruments, everything is what? Brahman. Everything is Brahman only. carpenter is the efficient cause, wood is the material cause, and all the instruments he bring, not to poke and to remove and then to screw, all of them are what? Sahakari karanam. Isn't it? So, nimitta karanam is Brahman, upadana karanam is Brahman, then also what? Sahakari karanam. Also is what? Brahman. Everything is Brahman only. So here he says, Vijrumbhayati api. Api means also. Creates. Vijrumbhayati means creates. Also creates. Also creates. Who? Brahman creates. That means what? Brahman being the efficient cause or the intelligent cause is revealed by the word Vijrumbhayati api. And he gives, how does Brahman, Swaichaya, by its own sankalpa, it created this universe, means the knowledge required for creating, for projecting this jagat also is Brahman. And the knowledge required for the jagat to become manifest is also what now? Brahman only. Vijrumbhayati api. Then he says, how did Brahman, create? Like, he gives two examples. Shankara gives two examples. Here three examples can be given. One more example he could have given, but he did not give. What example? Swapna example. Why? It has already been said once in the first verse. But he does not give that example. But still we can see that example. Swapna prapanchaha, where is a swapna prapanchaha? When you are in waking state, swapna prapancha is there in you or not? It is. How it is? Unmanifest. Where is unmanifest? In your subconscious, isn't it? It's unmanifest. And you fall asleep, then what happens? Your nidra shakti creates what now? Dream space and dream time. And in the dream time and dream space, all the living and non-living and mobile and immobile and sentient and insentient things are all projected. There again the dream living beings are there and living non-living things are there. And there again mind, there again transaction, dream transactions, dream hurt and dream guilt, dream fear, dream pain, and dream anxiety, dream tension, dream, everything dream. When you wake up, what is a prapancha? You the waker, you are the upadana karanam. Upadana karanam of the dream prapancha is you the waker. Then nimitta karanam of the dream prapancha also is what? You the waker. Sahakari karanam of what now? Also what now? You the waker. You the waker are both material cause and the efficient, intelligent cause of the whole dream prapanchaha. Is it true or not? You are both the causes. Intelligent cause of the dream prapancha is you. Material cause of the dream prapancha also is you. Everything is you. Both the causes are you. How? Like here he says, but here he says, Mayavi Iva. Mayavi Iva. So for one example is what now? Mayavi. Another example is what now? Mahayogi. The two examples are given. How does Brahman create this jagat? How Brahman is both efficient, intelligent and the material cause? Here when you see the table, wood is different. All the instruments he bring to make the table also are different. The maker, the knowledge and the skill of the carpenter, the intelligent cause also is different. They're all different. But here what do we say? Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, not bhinnam. Carpenter, the intelligent cause of the table is bhinnaha. The wood, the material cause of the table is bhinnam, different. And all the instruments you use also what? Are different, bhinnam.
Binnani vastoni binnaha carpenter binnam wood, isn't it? Different. Whereas here you say, material cause also is Brahman, efficient cause also is Brahman, sahakar karam also is Brahman, everything is Brahman means what here? Abhinnam, one, inseparable, non-separate. Therefore, how does he create? How is Brahman both the efficient, the material cause of the universe? He says, maha mayavi eva. Here Mayavi means Bhagavan also has the name Mayavi, because one who is endowed with the Maya Shakti, the project creating power, the wielding power of Maya is said to be Mayavi. But here Mayavi means a magician. Magician. Why? The magician comes, you all must remember the magic shows, if at all you have watched any magic shows in your life. Have you seen many magic shows? Okay. And then in magic show, when he shows the magic show, he just comes and throws his hands like this, shows his hands like this. Nothing is seen, isn't it? And he claps and he gets a hat or something, some kerchief comes and he holds the kerchief like this. You see nothing, but you can see how things fall one after the other. Things flow one after the other. Many things fall one after the other. Many things come. And sometimes suddenly the two birds fly from the thing. You all know very well, it is all, everything is what? Magic. Magic. You know definitely nothing he creates. Did he create? Already was there everything. But how he brings to the stage, that involves trick. That's called magic. Isn't it? But it looks as though what? He created everything. You know? Mayavi eva. Just as the magician creates on the stage. Did he get out of nothing? If you say something is created out of nothing, then you say you are asatkaryavadi. Nothing can be created out of nothing, isn't it? Something can be created out of nothing. Even the Bible reference that Jagat has been created out of nothing, that nothing you can, if you look at it correct, clearly, you can say, they don't know how to interpret it. Now, once you study Vedanta, then you interpret, then you may correct, you can bring in some vision there also. Anyway, so what I'm saying here, this is Mayavi Eva. Just as the magician creates everything, and magician is both what? Intelligent cause and the material cause. Because he doesn't take any material in front of him. He doesn't make it. Take a clay and make a pot there. He just like this and he brings it. Isn't it? One example. Only thing is the trick. You don't know. One more example is what now? Mahayogi. Mahayogi means there are a lot of similarities between a magician, ordinary magician, and a Mahayogi. Yogi also is capable of materializing things. He also materializes on the stage. That is why sometimes we mistake the magicians for yogis also. A yogi, because of his tapas shakti, they can also materialize things. That's not moksha anyway. It's not moksha. They can materialize. Mahayogi materializes.
So whoever materializes is not a yogi. Okay, magician also materializes. But a yogi is capable of materializing things. That's why we get confused sometimes. We mistake magician for a yogi, and a yogi can be mistaken for a magician also. There is nothing, isn't it? Therefore, when you materialize like that, you are able to do similarly, like a yogi, like a magician. The Brahman also is what now? Now has Maya Shakti. That Maya Shakti starts operating, then time and space and time become manifest. That space becomes manifest by the influence of space and time, or which was one undifferentiated become differentiated, becomes many. Is it clear now? Therefore, that is what is Brahman. That's what is Parama Atma. And what is that Brahman which had Maya in it, the pure existence, and which Maya alone became what now? One indivisible partless whole. Is it? Became divided, distanced, and what now? Multiplied as many. One into many. From unity to diversity. How it has become many? That Brahman was what now? Pure existence. And here you have to understand, existence is independent of Jagat. Existence was when the Jagat was unmanifest. Even the whole Jagat was unmanifest in Brahman only. The whole Jagat becomes manifest also, existence continues to be there. When the whole Jagat will become resolved also, existence will continue to be there. Existence is always there. So you have to remember certain features of existence. There we have understood what? What is Jiva Atma? The self of an individual. The truth of an individual we understood as what? Consciousness. The same features should be applied to existence. We extend the same. Atma is one. Look at this. Consciousness is one. Is it clear now? Consciousness is one. And body, mind, sense, complex, what now? We have the many, isn't it? Consciousness is satyam. Consciousness is the substratum for the body, mind, sense, complex. Similarly, existence is one. Existence is the substratum for any nama rupa in the world. Yet, and see both. Consciousness is one. Existence is one. Ekam chit, ekam sat. Then, consciousness is satyam. Consciousness has independent existence. Consciousness is not dependent on the existence of body, mind, sense, complex. Whereas body, mind, sense, complex are dependent on consciousness for their existence. Therefore, consciousness is satyam. Is it clear now? Body and complex mithya is mithya. Similarly, here existence is one, existence is satyam, namarupa is what? Mithya. When you say anything in the world, you take a segment of the creation. Creation is a whole, you know. Take the segment of a creation. Tree is, you know, leaf is, a plant is, mic is, light is, chair is. In all these words, the words indicate the given namarupa, and the is stands for what? Isness. And isness is what? Existence. So existence is one. Existence is what now?
one and the same in all of them, but that existence is independent of the Namarupa, but no Namarupa exists independent of existence. Therefore, existence is consciousness is Satyam, so also existence is Satyam. I got it now? Satyam. The next verse we'll see later on. Consciousness, existence is consciousness, Satyam. Now, a consciousness is asangaha, untouched by anything that happens for the body, mind, sense complex. Similarly, whatever is happening on the part of the Namarupa, existence is unaffected by when the part breaks, isn't it? Nothing happens to existence. Existence continues to exist. Part is broken. You say part is not when you say still existence is in the form of absence of part. Existence is what now? We say existence is unaffected by something happens to Namarupa. What happens to existence? Nothing. Existence is unaffected. Asangaha. So ekam satyam. What now? Also ekaha. Then we atma ekaha. Atma satyam. Atma is asangaha. So also existence also is what? Ekam satyam asangam. Then you can say atma is sarvagataha. Consciousness is all pervasive. Similarly, existence also is all pervasive. There is no Namarupa which is not pervaded by existence. Which is not within, isn't it? Which is not pervaded by existence. Every Namarupa is pervaded by what? When you say mic is means, only mic head alone is not there. Mic is means stand is and everything is, all the parts of the mic, all the parts of the table is also what now? Has existence there, isn't it? Therefore, existence also is all pervasive. Then we say, existence is what? So, consciousness is one non-dual. Similarly, existence also is one non-dual. How many existences are there? Can it divide existence? Existence cannot be divided. Also one non-dual, undivided. So this is how we see the similarities, isn't it? So this is existence also ekam, nityam, sarvagatam, swatantram, asangam, advayam. Ekam, nityam, sarvagatam, swatantram, asangam, advayam. Non-dual. Now the question will come. What is this existence? This existence, pure existence, can I know pure existence if you ask? You see, you experience existence in the form of the Jagat. Jagat is means Jagat plus what now? Existence plus Namarupam is equal to what? Jagat. Existence plus Namarupam is Jagat. Even Namarupam minus existence means zero. There's no Jagat. Existence plus Namarupa is equal to what? Jagat. If you want to have pure existence, you cognitively separate Namarupa, see what is his existence. Jagat minus Namarupa is equal to what? Pure existence. Only cognitively you can see, understand, but you can't really physically, you can't separate Namarupa and existence. If you want to know what that pure existence is, then pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Existence is consciousness. Consciousness is
the existence. They're not two different things. This we'll see. Asipadartha, we'll see next verse. This verse, what do you understand? Paramatma Swarupam. The first verse, what you understood? Jivatma Swarupam. Jivatma Swarupam is consciousness. Paramatma Swarupam is existence. And next mantra, Tirukalyanam. Wedlock. Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. Ekanta Seva. Palliyarai Pujai. Next verse, we'll talk about it. Isn't it? What is that? Recognition of oneness of existence and consciousness. Consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. Therefore, what now? Aikyam, we understand next verse. But here, this verse only deals with what? Paramatma Swarupam is pure existence. And this Paramatma is presented as what? Jagat Karanam. As Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of the Jagat. Okay. And here we say, Mayavi Iva Vijrumbhayati. How does he create? How does he create? Like a Mayavi. Mayavi Iva Vijrumbhayati. He creates like a Mayavi. Mayavi Iva Vijrumbhayati. Mahayogi Iva Vijrumbhayati. Yogi is, I told you, no, just as yogi is also materialized things. Like that, Brahman also what now? Created the whole Jagat. What does it mean? Material cause also is Brahman. Matter is not created. And also, matter is not what now? Destroyed also. What was becomes what is. Only thing is, this division is because of time and space. Plurality is because of time and space. And if you want to know how it would have been, you have to analyze your own deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, how Brahman alone would have been in, you know, before Jagat became manifest, you want to know, you have to analyze your deep sleep. Just to understand, example. In deep sleep state, you are pure consciousness is. But there is no, not nothing, pure consciousness alone is there as pure existence. Then nothing is manifest. Everything is unmanifest. In deep sleep state, everything is as though unmanifest. Not really unmanifest, isn't it? As though, with example, the knowledge I am is unmanifest. The knowledge the world is unmanifest. The time is unmanifest. Isn't it? Time, space, everything is unmanifest. In deep sleep state, there's no time, there's no space. Remove the time and space. What happens? In deep sleep state, is there a time? Is there space? Remove time and space. What happens? Everything become shrunk, isn't it? Put together. What happened? All of them are together. What is there now? There is no Maya also. Just you are. In deep sleep state, you alone are. Only thing is, you are not knowing you are. You can't say you are not. In deep sleep state, you, the pure consciousness alone are. Pure consciousness is what? Pure existence. There's no knowledge manifest. Pure knowledge is unmanifest knowledge. Pure existence is unmanifest knowledge. Unmanifest existence. When the knowledge is manifest, existence also is manifest. How? With Namarupa.
isn't it? Listen to me very carefully. Actually, that is why it very difficult, very subtle point this is. That is why Upanishad always Upasana Kandam, Taittiriya Upanishad also, there is a Upasanam called Akasha Upasanam. Why? To make the mind sharper, to understand this fact. Can you separate any one Namarupa without, imagine without the space? Cognitively, can you remove all the Namarupa and see only space? You can, cognitively you can do. Isn't it? Mentally you can just see without, you visualize. Visualization, isn't it? So why I'm saying here, pure existence means, look at this. You can't see existence. Light is, look at the light is, in the presence of light alone, the opaque mind comes to light. The light is not this, you can't see the mic in front of me, nor can you see my form, nor can you see my face. Now for all of you, my face shines, mic also shines in front of me, the whole body shines, the pictures behind me also shine, because in the light. If nothing is here, light will be what? Light without the opaque object will be pure light. Light is not dependent on the opaque objects to come to light. Isn't it? But the pure light is unmanifest light. You are not able to unrecognizable light. Pure light is what now? Unrecognizable, non-recognizable, unappreciable. Isn't it? Unmanifest light. Why you don't see the light? When some things are there, you say what now? This opaque object, which is dependent on the light to come to light, which shines in the presence of light, when the opaque object is there, you recognize light. Light becomes recognizable in the presence of opaque object. Therefore, how? Isn't it? Therefore, recognizability of the light, isn't it? Because what we say, light being manifest. Because it helps you to understand, without light, opaque object cannot shine at all. Because the opaque object shines, therefore there is light. Without the mic, even though light is, you are not able to initially see the light. If I tell you, come on, all of you see pure light, if I say, initially. So this becomes what now? An opaque object, which is dependent on the light to come to light, which is present in the light, which is pervaded by the light, isn't it? Inert, opaque light, opaque mic, which is pervaded by the light, which comes to light in the presence of light, becomes the manifesting medium for the light. There will be light becomes what now? Manifest light. The light is manifest, when you see the opaque object, you see the opaque object inseparably, invariably with what? Light. Every perception or cognition of every opaque object, what you invariably see is what? Light. Is it clear now? Similarly, you have to come to this now. When you see any namarupam in the world, any namarupam, subtle or gross, any namarupam, we have to say what now? The object is, isn't it? Like what? Now book is. Now flowers are, flower is. When you say the word flower stands for flower, isness stands for what? Existence. Like that, when the flower is not, still what? Existence is with the absence of flower, isn't it? But you don't recognize existence. Do you all get the point or not? So existence is unrecognizable, so unmanifest. So the Nama Rupa becomes the manifesting medium for existence. Then there is manifest existence. When the Nama Rupa is not there, existence is what? Unmanifest existence. Is it clear? Just goes little above your heads. Oh, okay. So here, unmanifest existence. Therefore, the whole jagat becomes what now? Manifesting medium. Every object in this world also what now? Manifesting medium for existence. And the whole jagat is not also pure existence is. Is clear now? Therefore, that pure existence, which is independent of the Nama Jagat, is always there, eternally, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, unafflictedly, non-dually. It is always there as pure consciousness. Pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure existence. You can never, that's why every Namarupa you see, what you see invariably with the Namarupa is what? Existence. Which fraction of second do you miss existence with Namarupa? Isn't it? Therefore, we say that, he says, Yaha Vijrumbhayati, that Bhagavan, that Paramatma, one who creates like a Mayavi, like a magician, isn't it? That Paramatma is what? Actually, Paramatma is Dakshinamurtihi. The pure existence, which is pure consciousness, that Paramatma is what? Dakshinamurtihi. Dakshinamurtihi is none other than that Paramatma Jagatkaranam Brahma. Unto that Dakshinamurtihi, my salutations. I got it. Okay. And here only one small word's meaning is left behind. What is that word? Punaha. I haven't told the word punaha comes in the first line. Know the word punaha, what does it mean? Punaha, actually, if you want to know, suppose you can ask the question, from the seed, the tree has come into being. Tree has come into being on the seed. And again from the tree, the seed has come into being. It goes on and on like that, isn't it? With reference to every object, you can say, you know the beginning, you know the end. You can talk about the beginning and the end of a given segment or given object in the universe. You can talk about the beginning. You can say, I know the beginning of this tree. I put the seed. I know how the tree has come into existence. Now, I also know when the tree was chopped also. You can say, talk about the beginning and the end of a tree, given tree. One segment, one Namarupa in the universe, you can talk about the beginning and the end of this one given being in the universe. I know the beginning, I know the birth of the person, unfortunately I also know the death of the person. Suppose some people will say, I am 98 years old. I know when he was born. He died before me. You know, people say also. You cannot talk about the birth and death of one person. Old person can talk about the birth and death of somebody who died, born after him, who died before him. Similarly, you can talk about the birth and beginning and the end of a given object in the creation. But if the question comes, can I talk about the beginning and the end of the jagat as a whole? Okay, look, don't go that now. Cycle. Isn't it? Cycle.
What a cycle. You can talk about the beginning and the end of a tree, but you can't talk about the cycle of the beginning and the end of seed and the tree. Who came first? Seed came first or the tree came first? Oh, seed was the first. Then afterwards tree came. From the tree again, seed came. Again, the tree came. What was first? Seed was the first or the tree was the first? What was in the beginning? That means you are inquiring the very cycle. Okay, was there creation means there must have been the first manifestation of the Jagat? No. It is a cycle. We people, if you are a person of linear thinking, then you say everything has a beginning and an end. Linear thinking, isn't it? Means you there's a beginning, there's an end. Straight line, straight line has a beginning and an end. But a circle doesn't have a beginning and an end. That is why we say life is a beginningless, endless chakram. Mahachakram. And which rolled within the realm of law and order, universal dharma chakram. Dharma chakram. Life is what? Beginningless, endless, isn't it? Cycle is called Jivana Chakram, isn't it? It's a cycle. And if it's happening, who determined all law and order? So Dharma Chakram. It is not a straight line, it has no beginning and end. Creation has no beginning, creation has no end. There's no first creation, there's no last creation, isn't it? That's why you can talk about a segment, beginning and the end of a given being, a segment in the creation. You can never say what was first, whether seed was first or tree was first. It has been beginninglessly, endlessly, it has been there. Similarly, this punaha means again. It means what? Again means what? It was manifest, became unmanifest, again what became unmanifest. Punaha nirvikalpam. What was unmanifest has become again unmanifest. It was unmanifest again in Brahman, like the tree in a seed. And what was unmanifest as one undifferentiated, indivisible, partless reality, pure existence, got what now? Divided and became multiplied, diversified by the influence of time and space, horizontally and vertically, when the Maya started operating. Is clear now? And therefore, then when we created means, is there anybody else who lent knowledge? No. Knowledge also is Brahman. Existence is consciousness, pure knowledge, isn't it? Then we say, Mayavi eva vijrumbhayati, this Brahman, like a Mayavi, like a magician, like a Mahayogi, Swaichaya, by one's own will. The whole Jagat, created the Jagat, and that Paramatma is originally what? Pure existence. And Paramatma is Dakshinamurtihi. Dakshinamurtihi is none other than that Paramatma Jagat Karanam Brahma. Unto him my salutations. So we'll see the wedding later on. Okay? Let us see the verse now. Is it clear? I give some time to ask questions so that we can clear the doubts also. Bijasyant. Have you got it now? So the word punaha reveals they cycle the beginningless, endless, and beginninglessness and endlessness of this manifestation of Jagat, creation. That is why we can't question, when did I do the first papam? When did I do my, you know, accumulate my first paradha? And it's all beginningless, okay? Anadi. Why? Reality is anadihi. Never what now? Brahman is anadi. Everything is anadi. Srishti also is anadi. Beginningless. I got it? It is very serious. Dakshinamurti Sotam is not that simple thing, okay?
Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam. Prang nirvikalpam punaha.
Prang
nirvikalpam punaha. My Maya kalpita desha kala kalana.
Maya
kalpita desha kala kalana. Vaichitra chitri kritam.
Vaichitra
chitri kritam. Maya viva vidrum bhayatyapi.
Maya
viva vidrum bhayatyapi. Mayavi iva vijrumbhayati api. Mayavi iva vijrumbhayatyapi.
Mayavi
iva vijrumbhayatyapi. 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 Mahayogi vayasvechaya.
Mahayogi vayasvechaya.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai
Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri
Dakshina Murtaye.
Listen to me carefully. Na idam namaha Guru Murtaye Dakshina Murtaye. Salutations unto the Lord Dakshina Murtihi. The Guru who is Guru Murtihi, who is Dakshinamurtihi, who is none other than Paramatma, the pure existence, pure consciousness, Satchid Atma, who is the manifest as the whole Jagat. When you say, you understand what? Eternity, perennial eternity of the whole cosmos. Cosmologists are still struggling, you know, because the people, different schools of thought are struggling to understand existence. Scientists are still struggling to understand consciousness. Isn't it? But Vedanta says, consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. They can't really relate also. There's no problem. When you say whole prapancha is anadihi, Bhagavan is anadi, isn't it? Now you can understand what is cycle. It is not a line, one line. It is a cycle, means everything is anadi. What about the teacher? That Bhagavan Dakshinamurti is that Paramatma. It's not, it's still a symbol. It is only a symbol for the all pervasive, only existence, from where the knowledge also is anadi. Teaching tradition also is anadihi. Please understand, the teaching tradition is anadi. Beginningless teach, anadi, anadi parampara. This teaching tradition is anadi, beginningless. That is why we always, we bow to what now? The tradition which has been there paramparaya, beginninglessly. Guru parampara, we always bow to the parampara, the lineage. You know, we all bow to the parampara, the tradition, sampradaya. We never hero worship. That you have to understand. If the tradition is always adored, then this is a traditional teaching. It's a teaching tradition. No one guru is made. Guru never becomes important than, more important than tradition.
That is why Adishankara Bhagavad-Bhada is not greater than the tradition. Vyasa Paramat Bhagavan is not greater than the tradition. We have Narayana Padma Bhuvaha, no, Vyasaha Parasharaha. We have so many acharyas. No teacher is made more important, greater than the tradition. Teacher comes, you know, the acharya comes and goes. Tradition survives. Tradition is important. Parampara. Isn't it? Sampradaya, sampradayaka sikshanam. This is very important. If the tradition is forgotten, the person is given more importance, that becomes a cult. If the whole thing, if everything is based on the teaching and the tradition, it is tradition. If instead you forget about the thing, then you start, the person becomes important, more important than tradition. That is where the problem comes, cult. Understand? Why? Because, why? How do you say tradition anadi? Because who is the foremost teacher? On teaching tradition also anadi. Jagat is anadi. Look at this. Param Brahma Vastu, existence is anadi. Consciousness, existence is anadi. Jagat is also what now? Anadi. Jagat is anadi, the manifest universe also is what now? And what is unmanifest that become, will become unmanifest. What is unmanifest will definitely become manifest. Nothing is destroyed. Therefore, what is manifestation now? It's a form of transformation, a form of change. If manifestation is creation means, what is destruction now? Becoming unmanifest is destruction is also what now? A form of change. Beginning is change, end is change, birth is change, death is change, manifestation is a change, becoming unmanifest is a change. It's a form of change. Change, parivartanam, isn't it? Therefore, here our teaching tradition also, if Dakshinamurti is looked upon as what now? That Chaitanyam Brahma Paramatma. He is the foremost teacher, then the teaching tradition, the perennial eternity of the teaching tradition also is revealed in this verse. Understand now, for us, in Vedic tradition, always teaching tradition is more important than so many teachers. We never look upon one person as somebody superior. And that person will never say, this person is next to me. He will never, Swamiji doesn't like talking about, people all come and ask him, who is next to head Swamiji? I am not a head myself now, Swamiji will say. I am a teacher. I am a teacher and I had my teachers. And then I have many students who are all student teachers in their own space. There is no head, no tail, no hand, no leg. Isn't it? There's no such thing. And who's going to look out everything after you? Bhagavan will take care. Things will work. Isn't it? These are all, the only cult people have that preparing this hierarchy business. Isn't it? Tradition survives through teachers. Anyway, this is also the part of, this is a part of the teaching. Don't think I'm simply saying this unwantedly. I mean, could because Dakshinamurti is looked upon as Adi Guru. Who is this Adi Guru Dakshinamurti? Guru of the Gurus. Who is also the name of this Guru? And who is this Guru? Sakshat Paramatma. Who is Paramatma? Jagat Karanam Brahma. What is Jagat Karanam Brahma? Existence. What is it existence? Pure consciousness. How do you know that? As your own self. Isn't it? You see the existence as your own self. For what? How? We are going to see next time. Other verse. No? Wait, not today. Definitely it's too much for you to understand. One verse is enough for a class. But today I purposely repeated because many people were sitting newly here. Didn't want to. Them here. You know that? So that Paramatma is now you. Therefore that is what? That the Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Jagat Karanam is what now? What was there? Existence alone was there. Brahman alone was there. Then where is existence? Is in the form of Jagat. Jagat goes, existence will be. Jagat is existence, is in the form of Jagat. Jagat becomes unmanifest, pure existence. Jagat is manifest, existence is in the form of Jagat. That what is it, existence, Brahman, reality, one, ekam, nityam, svatantram, sarvagatam, you know, advayam, what is that? Only, you know, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent, non-dual, unaffected existence, reality is nothing but pure consciousness. That Brahma, tvam asi, shweta keto. Now, that Brahman is you. You are that. When this teaching happens, takes place, in the mind of the student, there must arise what? Knowledge, cognition. When the teacher explains this, and the teacher tells that Brahman, tvam, you are that Brahman, you, the Atma, the lakshyartha of tvam is pure consciousness, the pure consciousness is the pure existence, Brahman. When the teacher teaches in the mind of a student, receiver, the cognition vrittihi takes place. Teaching, it is a miracle. Understand now, this is miracle. The teaching results in the rising of cognition vrittihi. That vrittihi is what? What cognition? I am Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. The vritti should not be, I know Brahman now, I experience Brahman now, I realize Brahman now, I understand Brahman now. No. No verb can be used with I, any other than am. If any other verb used, you make Brahman an object. You make, isn't it? When you say, when the teaching results in the rising of a vritti in your mind, that vritti cognition is what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it clear? So next month each sloka will make it clearer. First verse was little clear, second verse was clearer, third verse will make it more clear. Is it clear now? So next verse, what now? Jeevatma Paramatma wedding. Parvati Parameshwara Kalyanam, Tirukalyanam. Or Mahavishnu Mahalakshmi marriage. Gopi Krishna marriage. Radha Krishna marriage. Who is Radha? Atma. Who is Krishna? Isn't it? Mind recognizing Swarupam is marriage. And isn't it? Jivatma Paramatma Aikya means what now? Understanding the oneness of Sat and Chit. And we'll see next class.
They were married eternally.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Swami, in Hindu scriptures, you come across terms Brahma, Brahman, Ishvara, Paramatma, all this. Now, and Bhagavan, you use this. So, what's the relationship between these terms? Are they the same?
Yeah. Originally, basically, Brahman means it's a mola padam to imply, to mean the reality, the existence, consciousness. But Brahma, if you say, it's a nominative case. Paramborul, Brahma. Absolute reality, a limitless reality. And Brahma, if you say, that's creator. The long is creator, short is reality. And if you say Bhagavan, the reality, when you look at the whole cosmos as the Lord, you're looking at it. Now you can understand what is the Lord. It's only a concept, isn't it? Lord is a concept. The whole, our concept is a very beautiful concept. The whole, all that is there is only Bhagavan. only Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means the Lord. The Lord is another adjective name for Bhagavan. Why? The one who is endowed with all Bhaga is Bhagavan. Like you are Gunavan, Patnivan. One who has a wife is Patnivan. Isn't one who has Gunam is a Gunavan. One who has money is a Dhanavan. So one who has Bhaga is Bhagavan. Who is the one who is endowed with all these things now? You reduce the whole, all this, all knowledge, all wealth, all fame, all powers, all strength. You reduce everything into what now? Bhaga. Now, one thing. That thing is outside of Maya, isn't it? And who, where is it now? And outside of consciousness existence, isn't it? Who is the one who is endowed with all these things? Bhagavan. Isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan is another word for the Lord, Ishwara. Ishwara means the Lord. Why the Lord? Because we look at the whole Jagat, cause of the Jagat. Reality, if you look at it as a cause of the universe. Cause means it's not actually, Brahman is not the cause of the universe. But there's no Jagat existent. No Jagat can be existent without Brahman, isn't it? Therefore, we say what? Cause of the universe is Brahman. Look at the Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. You give the name what now? Give the attribute what now? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Therefore, we say whole Jagat is Ishwaraha. All that is, there is only Ishwaraha. The same Lord is looked upon as what? Bhagavan. Paramatma, the absolute self, the self of all the beings is what? Existence. What is it, existence? Pure consciousness. One and the same. So, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, Brahma, all these words. And so, who is the creator? There is no creator. No creation. There is no creation. Is there creation? No. What is what you understood now? Punaha. Remember what Punaha. Cycle means? No creation. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no creator. Then how to say creator? If you look at the whole Brahman as Jagat Karanam, because without existence, Namarupam Jagat has no independent existence. But Brahman existence, what now? It's always there without the Jagat. Therefore, we say what now? The cause of the Jagat is existence. Therefore, we say the Lord, isn't it? You look at it as Lord Ishwara. Therefore, where does the Jagat come into manifestation from? Brahman. Where does the Jagat exist? In Brahman. Where does the Jagat resolve? In Brahman. Therefore, what we say, that if you look at Brahman as the Lord Ishwara, Karanam, from that Karanam on Jagat has come into manifestation, you look at the Lord as what? Creator. If you look at the whole Jagat exists in Brahman alone, you look at the Bhagavan, Lord Brahman as what? Cause, still as the sustainer of the universe, you say what now? Vishnu. The same, you say what now? Now, creator, sustainer, then the one in whom everything resolves. This is not real destruction. I never used the word destruction, no? Resolve. Is what now? Shiva. You give three different functional names to the only Lord as what now? Now, Ishwaraha. Brahma, Shivaha. This is not real, isn't it? So, creator, sustainer, the resolver of the universe is none other than the Lord, which is none other than Jagat Karanam, Chaitanyam, Brahma, Satchidatma, Satchidanandam, Brahma. We'll see that later on. We'll see when you do the next class, next verse, it will become much clearer.
And conceptually, the center of this chakra cycle. Is Bhagavan or Ishwara in the center of this, around which the cycle revolves?
I don't want to say center or cycle or anything. Now you can understand how this whole is Bhagavan, isn't it? The existence, which is pure consciousness, which is the reality, isn't it? And that is why you can never understand what it is purely. You don't understand the fact about the cosmology, isn't it? What is this cosmos all about?
You can learn so many things apart from that. You can go on experimenting and discovering, finding out lots of other things. You know, just go for plant physiology and then spend your whole life and discover some, get 5 PhDs. That's a different thing. But here, this whole your problem of samsara, this problem of being born again and dying again, no? This samsara, which involves both experience of pains and pleasures. We can't have life only of pleasures, isn't it? To put an end for that, even wherein the smallness has to be resolved, that aham brahma asmi, that is the important thing. Now, when you resolve, your identity has been resolved in reality. Your identity is with what now? With a limited, small, tiny bit individual. The body, mind, and complex. Your identity has been resolved in the totality. That is what the teaching for. Isn't it? Of course, the whole prapancha is what now? Brahman, isn't it? Become clearer anyway.
If it is a cycle, Swamini, there is no, it's not linear, there is no end to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, when the samsara is resolved, now your ignorance is gone, ever you attain moksha, what does it mean? Is there an end?
No.
Is there an end? So, because you are telling that it is a cycle.
But that will be there. You will cycle. Be yourself.
You will be yourself.
Yeah. You will always be yourself, then your body will come to surrender.
What happens at the time of pralaya then?
Everything in pralaya, that is why in pralaya, in what happens in death, what happens in sleep?
Yeah.
See, your deep sleep state only you have to analyze to know what happens in pralaya.
In pralaya, it becomes unmanifest. But the unmanifest is going to become manifest again.
Your body, mind's complex won't be there. Try to become.
Yeah. That won't be there.
Your identity will be gone. That is what? Your sukshma would be gone.
You say body mind complex won't be there. At the same time, you say matter is eternal.
Yeah.
No.
Your matter, same body you won't be associated with. You won't be there. You are not there. This matter will be there.
Yeah.
You know, some katrika, some babujina, something carrot, tomato. Okay. But we don't know. We don't know what will be. You know? And maybe some other flesh of some other animal also, some other human being also. But you, what is I? What is I? Where is I? That will not be there. If that is not there, again, where is the connection? See, even in deep sleep state, when I is resolved for a few seconds, where is your body? What connection do you have in deep?
Then that is not there, then you will never be involved in that cycle. That's what it means, is it?
No, without you, there's no cycle. Without you, there's no cycle. But without cycle, you are. Understand? So you be a sakshi.
Yeah.
But there you can't say, I am the sakshi, I'm seeing all the jagat going on back, becoming resolved. I see the jagat becoming manifest. That is not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. So you have realized you are the sakshi.
That is what the shastram, as the shastram is heard and heard and heard and heard, it'll become slowly thin layers of vagueness will go. Because originally we are all oriented toward what now? Towards linear thinking. Why? We see everything, our child is born, isn't it? We know beginning of every child, mother and father know the beginning of their child. They don't know their own beginning, but they know this. And birth, date of birth, birth is celebration. And then Antyashti others do. So we also know what now, is the end for the body. And we also what now, we know how everything we know has a beginning, everything in this world it has end. Therefore, our thinking is what now? Completely owing towards the linear thinking. Because we see everything has beginning and end, beginning and end, beginning and end. So what now? Everything has a beginning and end, isn't it? So this creation also what must have what now? Has a beginning and one day it will end. That is for the big, the new age business, 2016 or 12. When is it? 12. I said, come on, I'll be sitting quietly, sleeping nicely. When everything happens, we'll come back and see, I said. It's all people, I tell you, so Vedanta, once you come to Vedanta, there is no such business. we won't be surprised anything happens like volcano, no tsunami, or earthquakes, or poverty, or these things. Whatever, anything can happen. Nothing will surprise you. Nothing will excite you also. Everything is possible. What is natural, what is possible only happens. Impossible doesn't happen. For you, it is like, you know, Pattikata Muttaya Kade Patadana. Villages, when they go to shop, when they go to towns, in village nothing, no shop. Village means only farms and farms and agriculture in villages. And then when you go to a small town, you see a shop where they sell candies. Candies, colorful candies and sweets are available here. Such an excitement. In Tamil, we say, Pattikata Muttaya Kade Patadana. No, excitement, like that for you, the beginning is excitement and volcano is an excitement like, typically like that. Surprising, how can it happen? Why has it happened? I want an answer for all these things. How it can happen? Bhagavan has very clear eyes, distortion free eyes. That is why things are happening. Global warming, we are, so that's a different thing. We had to find solutions, that's a different thing. See, problems, no problem. Every problem is a possibility, isn't it? No problem. Every problem is possible. Solution also is possible. They are unsolvable also, isn't it? Everything is Bhagavan. There is an order. You only have to set the disorder back. If there are granules, grains in kidney, disorder. Bring it back to proper order. Try to bring it back to order. If it is in a condition that it can be brought back. If it is in a condition that it cannot be brought back, take it. Bhagavan, what's the big deal, isn't it? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.